Good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayelech to everyone. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that the nation is going to stray after gods of others, forsake Hashem, and annul the bris, the covenant. On that day, Hashem's anger is going to flare, and to quote the pasuk, "Umetzuhu ra'is rabbis v'tzars," many evils and distresses will befall it. The nation's then going to say, "It's because God isn't in my midst," and once again to quote the pasuk, "Mitzuuni ha'ra'is ha'ele," that these evils have befallen me. Now pay attention to the difference in wording. Hashem said that ra'is rabbis v'tzars will befall them, but they seem to only mention ra'is and no mention of the ra'is rabbis v'tzars that were supposed to befall them. So although this is a two-word discrepancy, we can learn worlds from it. Based on a pshat that my friend told me many years ago. When we abandon Hashem and take Him out of our life, then all sorts of evils await us. The first step to becoming closer and doing tshuva is recognizing Hashem. Realize that He is always there, taking care, part of every minute detail. Remember, the pasuk says, "V'starti panai mehem," I'm going to hide my face from them. But Rashi explains this as if I don't see them. But of course Hashem sees. Hashem is always there. So let's read these psukim once again, now with the new understanding. Hashem said, they're going to abandon me, and therefore I'm going to visit upon them, ra'is rabbis v'tzars, because that ought to happen when we ignore Hashem. Now when these troubles do come, hidden in the pasuk is the beauty of Am Yisrael and the power of tshuva, returning to the source. As the pasuk relates, Klal Yisrael is immediately going to realize that these troubles are because they took Hashem out of the equation, and it's only because Al Ki Ein Elokai Bekirbi, it's because I took Hashem out of my midst. I removed Hashem. I refused to recognize Hashem in everything, and that's why these troubles have befallen me. And at the moment that there's that recognition, the very beginning of tshuva, returning to Hashem, bringing Him into our lives, recognizing He's there, it already becomes downgraded, if you will, to the level of Mitzuuni Hara'is Ha'ele, and not such an intense level of Ra'is Rabbis Vitzar. Obviously, this is a message for the entire year, but in particular during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, let's work on this together, making Hashem part of our lives, realize it's all from Him, the good and perhaps the not so good. And with that, we should be zeichet to gemar chasim b'tayva and a year full of Elokai b'kirbi. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.